Haunting sound there of Celtic Woman and their interpretation of the theme from Harry's Game. Harry's Game was a very good book about Northern Ireland, the troubles in Northern Ireland, written by Gerald Seymour, if my memory serves me correctly, turned into a very good television series, and that was the theme that they used. It was done originally by Daydannan, I think, but there we heard the haunting sound of Celtic Woman. This next song is not an Irish song, but it is performed by one of the greatest Irish groups of all time. I speak, of course, of the Dubliners. This is a song about Liverpool. Now, Liverpool at one time used to be known as the capital of Ireland because so many people used to emigrate from, particularly the Dublin area, to live in Liverpool. And there's still a huge Irish population in the city of Liverpool. But this is a story of a young man who got on board a ship. He joined the Navy and he wants to go back to his home in Liverpool. A wonderful version by the Dubliners of I Wish I Was Back in Liverpool. And a couple of things, they mention the pier ahead. That's more or less the Liverpool harbour area or the docks. And they tell about the poor people who slept six in a bed at the old pier head, but still, it's Liverpool town for me. The Dubliners, I Wish I Was Back in Liverpool.
I wish I was back in Liverpool. Liverpool town where I was born. Where there ain't no trees, no scented breeze, no fields of waving corn. But there's lots of girls with peroxide curls and the black and tan flows free. There's six in a bed by the old pier head and it's Liverpool town for me. 'Tis 7 long years since I wandered away to sail the wide world o'er. Me very first trip on an old steamship that was bound for Baltimore. I was 7 days sick and I just couldn't stick that bobbin up and down.
So I told him, Jack, you'd better turn back for dear old Liverpool town. I wish I was back in Liverpool, Liverpool town, where I was born. Where there ain't no trees, no scented breeze, no fields of waving corn, but there's lots of girls with peroxide curls and the black and tan flows free. There's six in a bed by the old pier head, and it's Liverpool town for me. We dug the Mersey Tunnel, boys, way back in 33. Dug an owl in the grounds until we found an owl called Wallacey. Then the foreman cried, come on outside, the roof has fallen down. Well, I'm telling you, Jack, we all swam back to dear old Liverpool town. I wish I was back in Liverpool, Liverpool town, where I was born. Where there ain't no trees, no scented breeze, no fields of waving corn, but there's lots of girls with peroxide curls, and the black and tan flows free. There's six in a bed by the old pier head, and it's Liverpool town for me. There's every race and colour of face, there's every kind of name, but the pigeons on the pier head, they treat you all the same. And if you walk up Upper Parliament Street, you'll get faces black and brown. And I've also seen them orange and green in dear old Liverpool town. I wish I was back in Liverpool, Liverpool town, where I was born. Where there ain't no trees, no scented breeze, no fields of waving corn, but there's lots of girls with peroxide curls, and the black and tan flows free. There's six in a bed by the old pier head, and it's Liverpool town for me.
The Dubliners, and I wish I was back in Liverpool. Here's a total change. I love doing this on Sounds Irish. We have one type or genre of song, and then we move to another. This is a song about County Mayo, and I had 7 wonderful years working in Ballina in County Mayo, and County Mayo is still very close to my heart. And here's a quiet little version of the song, The Boys from the County Mayo. Now, the way Irish songs are written, or when they are singing the praises of a particular county, in most cases, they name every village, hamlet, town and city and parish in that county. And imagine people far away in Chicago, New York, Sydney, and they love to hear the mention of their town in song. So, picture the scene, far away maybe in Sydney or Melbourne, Los Angeles, Boston, New York, London, and a group of Irish people are all gathered together for a bit of a party or a hooly. And then somebody asks this young man to sing. He's feeling a bit homesick, and he stands up and he sings this song, a simple version. It's Colm O'Donnell and his interpretation of The Boys from the County Mayo. And I guarantee if there were any Mayo men or women in that gathering, there might have been a little tear in the eye.
Far away from the land of the shamrock and heather, in search of a living as exiles we roam. And whenever we chance to assemble together, we sing of the land where we once had a home. But our homes are destroyed and our soil confiscated. The hand of the tyrant brought plunder and woe. The fires are now quenched and our hearts desolated. In our once happy homes in the County Mayo, long years have now passed since with hearts full of sorrow the land of the shamrock we left far behind. But how we would like to be going back tomorrow to scenes of our youth which we still bear in mind. The days of our childhood, 'tis now we regret them. They cling to our vision wherever we go. And friends of our youth, we shall never forget them. They too are exiled from the County Mayo. From historic Killala, from Swinford to Bala, Ballyhonus and Westport and Old Castlebar, Coilteamah and Clearmothers, Belmullet and Eddas, Kilkelly and Knockdart is fame near and far. From Ballina, Ballinrobe, Bohola, Queeloggs and Foxford a few miles below, Newport and Cong with Old Strad and Manola, Charlestown to in the County Mayo. So boys pull together in all kinds of weather. Don't show the white feather wherever you go. Act each as a brother and love one another, like stout-hearted men from the County Mayo.
I'll tell you, that song has memories for me because, as I said earlier, I worked with the Jack Ruan band down in Ballina and we went on an American tour and I can remember playing somewhere and I'm almost sure it was Boston, but I can't bank on it. And this was one of the songs that I used to sing regularly with the band, the boys in the County Mayo. I can remember listening to all those people in the dance hall that we were playing in, singing along with me, and some of them were actually crying, because I think the dance was run by the Mayo Men's Association in Boston at the time, and it was a wonderful experience, uplifting experience for me, singing the song, The Boys from the County Mayo. Now, Daniel O'Donnell is of the same mind. He doesn't mind what we sing, as long as we sing him an old Irish song.
Sing me an old Irish song. Bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong. Bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you. And that old Irish song's calling me back to my home.
where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. I see the mountains, the valleys, the green fields below me. I walk the highways, the byways, the old people show me. I hear the songbirds remember the soft words we spoke after dark in the glen. I hear you calling me, your songs recalling me back to those days again. Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong, bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you. And that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. I remember the old days, how I loved the old ways of living. There was more caring, more sharing, more loving and giving. How times have changed, life's been all disarranged since summers we laughed in the rain. But I hear you calling me, your songs recalling me back to those days. Let's hear you sing. Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong, bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you. And that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong, bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you. And that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. Sing me an old Irish song, an old Irish song.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Very well.
Daniel there, taken from a live performance, a recording of from a live performance, encouraging us to sing an old Irish song. Now, this next one is old, but I'm not quite sure whether it's Irish. I think it dates back to the early 1900s, and it may have been composed by, if not by, certainly for, the McNulty family, who were an Irish-American family who used to do a lot of touring around the sort of Irish areas in America, singing Irish songs. I don't think they actually ever came to Ireland. Now, I could be wrong on this, but I know they did make some very early recordings. I'll try and get my hands on one or two of them if I can. But here, this is Dave Dannon with Maura O'Connell telling us all about My Irish Molly O.
Yeah.
Now, I say this so often on Sounds Irish, I want to let you into a little secret. When my mammy had two wine gums and a cup of strong tea, or even two cups of strong tea, she would sing this song. Now, this is sung for us here by Glenn Daly. He's not an Irish singer, he's a Scottish singer. And this is from a rather noisy concert that he had some years ago. And he's singing all about my Kathleen so fair. And Mammy up in heaven, this is for you.
I'm in love with a charming young lady. She's the fairest young Colleen on earth. She's a gem of the very first water, and proud to be Irish by birth. I met her neat yon shady willow. I kissed her, she liked it so well, and she blushed like the fairest of the flowers that grow in yon mossy green dell. Kathleen, so fair and bright, star of evening, dark of night, through shady glen and meadow green, I'd love to roam with my Kathleen. Kathleen, so shady glen and meadow green, I'd love to roam with my Kathleen. I'd love to
Now, I think there was a little more than wine gums and strong tea being absorbed there. They were certainly enjoying themselves, weren't they? That was Glenn Daly and Kathleen So Fair. During the early 50s, a lot of Irish men emigrated to England to work on building the motorway system across that particular country. And a lot of the motorways that people are driving across England on today were built by Irish workers. And here's a song for us, sung by Blackthorn, which is about that particular era. A mother telling her little son why he doesn't see his daddy as often as he'd like to. And it's entitled England's Motorway.
Oh, then come, my little son, and I will tell you what we'll do. Undress yourself and get into bed, and a tale I'll tell to you. It's all about about your daddy. He's a man we seldom see, for he's had to work far away from home, away from you and me. But remember, laddie, he's still your dad, though he's far, far away. In the snow and sleet, all hours of the week, on England's motorway. Well, if you fall and hurt yourself and get to feeling bad, it isn't any good, you know, crying for your dad. For the only time since you've been born that he's had to spend with you, he was out of a job, he hadn't to bob, he was signing on the broom. But remember, laddie, he's still your dad, though he's far, far away. In the snow and sleet, all hours of the week, on England's motorway. Ah, but beggars cannot be choosers, and we must bear the load. For we need the money your daddy earns, a-working on the road. And remember, laddie, he's still your dad, though he's far, far away. In the snow and sleet, all hours of the week, on England's motorway. Yes, remember, laddie, he's still your dad, though he's far, far away. In the snow and sleet, all hours of the week, on England's motorway.
Blackthorn and their interpretation of England's motorway. Now, this next singer has a very unusual voice, but he has a huge following. His name, Declan Nerney, and he has a special request. Give an Irish girl to me.
My name is Pat O'Connor. From England here I came, and I just came o'er among you to learn my proper name. I left the girls behind me, they were so tall and free, but of all the girls throughout this world, give an Irish girl to me. For Mary, and J it stands for John, and P it stands for Paddy's land, the land where I was born, and S it stands for Shamrock's Green, as plain as you will see. But of all the girls throughout this world, give an Irish girl to me. I took a trip to Germany, 'twas just the other day, to see some of those smiling girls, I heard the people say. But they were not them smiling girls, only then could I agree. So I told them keep their German girls, give an Irish girl to me. Now to conclude and finish, I'll end my little song, and I'll sing for you some other day, when round this way I call. For I'm going back to that dear spot, you all know where I mean, and I'm going to wed that Colleen fair and that little Isle of Grain. For M it stands for Mary, and J it stands for John, and P it stands for Paddy's Land, the land where I was born, and S it stands for Shamrock's Green, as plain as you will see. But of all the girls throughout this world, give an Irish girl to me. But of all the girls throughout this world, give an Irish girl to me.
Quite often on Sounds Irish, I've played you the recording of Tony Kenny singing the praises of Limerick, the song Limerick, You're a Lady. I came across a recording of this particular song the other day by the New Barleycorn. It's a wonderful double album, and they sing some lovely tracks on it, and including this one. And this is their interpretation. Now, Limerick is on the River Shannon, and it is a seaport, a thriving city. In fact, it's having a facelift at the moment because, well, over the last couple of years, it's had what they call, well, very bad publicity. There's been a lot of gang trouble and that ilk. But they're straightening it out now, thank God. And here's the New Barleycorn and Limerick, You're a Lady.
Limerick, you're a lady. Your Shannon waters, tears of joy that flow. The beauty that surrounds you, I'll take it with me, love, wherever I go. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. Then Limerick, you're my lady, the one true love that I have ever known. As children, you and I spend endless days of fun in winter's snow or summer's golden sun. We fished the silver streams, the fabric of our dreams was fashioned by your loveliness, and so I have to say, Limerick, you're a lady. Your Shannon waters, tears of joy that flow. The beauty that surrounds you, I'll take it with me, love, wherever I go. While waking in the arms of distant waters, and far away from home. Then Limerick, you're my lady, the one true love that I have ever known. The difference time has made, the travelers on their way, seeking out the beauty of our land. At shrines the children play, and bells rang out to say, thank God we're living just to feel the freedom of each day. Limerick, you're a lady, your Shannon waters, tears of joy that flow.